Chattanooga's number one hit music station, Gino D here with you, and it's time for another 6 minutes of stardom where we feature local music right here on Hits 96. And joining me this week, we have KZ Wavy. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how's it going? It's great to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Of course, absolutely. Can't wait to get to know you a little bit here, talk local music and talk what you've been doing. Moved here, what, about 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yeah. Absolutely love Chattanooga.
Yeah, yeah. What have you liked the most so far in your little two-year journey here in our beautiful city of ours?
Honestly, I got to say, you know, it's a beautiful place. Like, we have the mountains and we have the river, but I love coffee.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can literally drive, like, a mile down the road and there's, like, seven different coffee shops and, like, the best cold brew. And so it's amazing for that.
And I live here in the south side now, and I always tell everyone it's a very walkable city.
Oh, yeah.
You can walk wherever you want.
And they have those those city bikes now where you can just take them all over. So that's fun, too.
KZ and I were talking a little bit before we got on the air here about how much we do love the city, being both transplants, of course. Myself from New England, and you guys, you're from Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you decided to come here, exploring the music scene a little bit. Now, I know last year you did your first kind of big show. It's Wavy at the Dark Roast, right?
Yep. It's Wavy Day. It was last October.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a blast. We had like over 100 people packed up in there, and it was, you know, four other artists, and it was such a good time. The energy was amazing. So I can't wait to do it again.
Very cool. Yeah. And we hope that It's Wavy Day 2024 is in the works.
Yep, absolutely. Already starting to work on it. People have been like, when's the next one?
Very cool.
Got to work on it.
Now, if somebody hasn't heard of you yet, KZ, what is your music like? I don't want to put it in a box or anything, but if somebody was asking, well, what does it sound like? What's the vibe you're giving? What's your music about?
Yeah, absolutely. So anytime people listen to my music, I obviously just, like, most importantly, want them to feel good and feel inspired. A lot of the music that I make is very thoughtful, and it's about, you know, thinking about things that I go through in my life and really just have a positive outlook about, you know, anything that could have been a difficult moment. And so taking a lot of inspiration from, like, acoustical, like, indie, lo-fi, hip-hop inspired, I've been doing a lot more, like, you know, singing, using my voice. And so just really, like, relaxed, and that energy that when someone listens to it, they can just kind of vibe with it, and it's super wavy.
Yeah, and it is a vibe. It is
Appreciate
a vibe
it.
That you have. Yeah, when you are even just watching some of your social media stuff, it's just, you're very relaxing, and that's what the whole thing is. It's just chill out and enjoy the waves.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't, you know, I want people to listen to my music, and then if they met me, like, in person, they'd be like, oh, like, he's literally the same exact person. And so that's my goal, just to, you know, create the art and, you know, use inspirations throughout my entire life. So
what do you enjoy to write about? I mean, obviously you can be inspired by anything, but there's just something that kind of always you find yourself writing about?
Yeah, I think it kind of varies just, you know, what I'm going through in life. I recently turned 30 years old, and, you know, I've done a lot of, you know, unique things in my life. I, you know, also have worked in software for, like, the last 10 years, and, you know, I've moved. And I think that for me, it's kind of just rooted in some of the challenges that I might face in my life, or certain things that I go through that might be harder to just speak out loud. I can just put them in a song. And the best part about that is, you know, people can listen to that song too and be like, hey, like, I went through that as well.
Yeah.
So that's where it's at.
And what about the creative process? Is that music first for you, or are you a lyric guy first?
Music first, absolutely.
Okay.
I feel like if I hear a loop, or I create a loop, or, you know, something on the guitar I'm just messing around with, or my brother Scotty Z will make something, and then I'll just, like, okay, I got to stop what I'm doing and just, like, act on that inspiration.
Yeah, and I know that you mentioned that your brother's kind of your producer in a sense, or at least you guys work together. It's been a collaboration your whole lives, right?
Yeah, everything that I make and that's out there on the internet, my brother, you know, has worked on that with me, and he's a huge part of everything that we do, and I couldn't do it without him. And I think that's really awesome as well, as, like, my actual biological brother.
Yeah.
You know, all these years that we have music in common, and we, you know, every day we're talking about it.
Was he broken up a little bit when you decided to venture off to Chattanooga?
Yeah, he actually lives in Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
And so the good news is we use Dropbox. We got the internet.
Yeah.
So we're just sending files. I'll have an idea and I'll be like, hey, listen to this. And then he'll make my idea like 20 times better.
Bottom line, it's not too far.
No.
If you had to get there, you can.
Exactly. 100%. And he loves coming to Chattanooga too.
Very cool. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
Who doesn't love coming here to our beautiful city? Let's talk about that, the local music scene. What has been your experience? Obviously, you talked a little bit about the Dark Roast show, It's Wavy Day, and that was a great success. But being a newcomer, how has the scene welcomed you?
Yeah, I think the best part about Chattanooga as a whole is, like, there's so many talented people here. And it's not, like, a specific genre. Like, people have so many different kinds of music that they love. You could go to, you know, Bear House Ballroom on Sunday, where it's like a bunch of like jam band energy, which is amazing. Yeah. And then also there's country. There's like everything here. I think it's just a great melting pot. But one thing I love is the people here are just so nice. You know, like you'll meet someone that's a musician as well, and they're like, hey, like, what do you make? What do you do? Like, let's be friends. So yeah. It's just, you know, a very welcoming town for sure.
Nope, I completely agree. And I've said that from the very beginning, too. Even having, dare I say, a Yankee be on the radio station, I greeted with open arms. And it's been really fun to get the to meet the people that are transplants and having that same experience. So it is a very welcoming city, and I've heard that the local music scene is wonderful and then kind of blends all of the genres just by doing this segment. We've had country artists on. We've had hip-hop, of course, yourself. We've had some pop alternative. We've had some bands, solo musicians. So it's a little bit of everything right here in Chattanooga, and I think that's a really cool thing to be a part of.
100%. Yeah, and I think it's only going to continue to grow, and a lot more artists are coming through here and doing shows as well.
Right, right. You mentioned that in your little write-up here, you mentioned that you have a goal this year for 2024, a New Year's resolution, if you will, trying to drop a new song per month.
Yep.
Is that going to be a lot, you think, or is that kind of how you work on a regular basis?
Honestly, I feel like my brother and I were always making music and we're always just creating ideas. And I think that for me to kind of have just a little bit more accountability of like, hey, like we've got these songs to work on and how can we just finish them? And I think for me, having more of that sense of like, not necessarily a deadline, but like, hey, I know I can do this.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see like, okay, the more that I can drop music instead of dropping like two songs a year,
right.
And then adding content behind that, I feel like there's, you know, a way to reach a lot more people. So I think with every song that I drop each month, it's going to be a little different because I don't stick to just one kind of sound.
Okay.
So, yeah. So
yeah. Across of all kinds of different categories will be
for
checked.
For sure. Of course. That's what makes it fun.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Where can people follow you, KZ, if they want to keep up to date on all of these new changes and new projects that you're working on and eventually Wavy Day 2024?
Yeah. So y'all can find me KZ space Wavy on all platforms, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify, everywhere you stream music. If you search KZ Wavy, I'll come up.
Should pop right up.
Heck
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again for coming in. We're going to play your song, Feels Like Home. This is the latest that we've released anyway. And what should we know about the song before we hear it? I love this song, by the way.
Appreciate that.
Talk about that vibe. you nailed it with this one.
Yeah. So this is a song about, you know, moving from Georgia out of state and moving to Tennessee, which, you know, it's a place that, you know, have never lived before. And just kind of that experience and the emotions and the things that I went through on this journey. And at the end of the song, it's that sense of, you know, Tennessee's home now. And it really does feel like home. So the thing about it, you don't have to be from Tennessee to enjoy this song, but you can find home in so many things in life. And so that's my goal with this song.
Absolutely. I think you nailed that. Here it is. It's coming. KZ Wavy, Feels Like Home, right here on Hits 96. And I will make sure to link up all the socials and all the platforms and stuff. That will be on our website later on this evening at hits96.com. KZ, appreciate the time. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Here comes Feels Like Home on Hits 96.